Welcome to Wonderland, the podcast where I go down the rabbit hole to research things you may be curious about. My name is Ami, and I'll be your guide on this trip to Wonderland.
Hi there, my Wonderlings. As we prepare for our Halloween episode this year, I'm releasing one episode a day for 13 days. The first 12 episodes are short ghost stories for you to enjoy, and the 13th episode will be the Halloween episode, in which we'll go down a rabbit hole that will make you wonder what things go bump in the night.
I wonder.
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 The story you're about to hear is from Very Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark by D.S. Murphy. You can read this story, and many more, on urbanepics.com. These are short, easy, spine-tingling tales that are fun to tell around a campfire or in the dark. The Cursed Carnival. Sam had always been the type of boy who craved adventure. In the sleepy village where nothing exciting ever seemed to happen, he yearned for something more. Something beyond the mundane routine of daily life. So when the traveling carnival rolled into town one foggy evening, its garish lights flickering in the distance, Sam's curiosity got the better of him. The villagers were suspicious of the carnival, whispering among themselves that it was cursed, that those who entered never returned the same. But Sam dismissed their warnings as silly superstitions, too eager to experience the thrill of the unknown. That night, after his parents had gone to bed, Sam slipped out of the house and made his way toward the carnival. The fog was thick, clinging to the ground like a living thing, and the further he went, the more the village seemed to disappear behind him. The music from the carnival floated through the mist, eerie and distorted. And the laughter of the few people there had an edge to it that made Sam's skin prickle. He pressed on, his excitement outweighing the growing unease in his gut. As Sam reached the carnival, he noticed something was off. The lights, which should have been bright and inviting, flickered weakly as though struggling to stay alive. The rides moved with an agonizing slowness, creaking and groaning as if they were ancient, worn down by time. The workers, dressed in faded costumes, watched him with hollow eyes, their smiles plastered on their pale faces, but devoid of any warmth or joy. Despite the creeping sense of dread, Sam found himself drawn to a large tent at the center of the carnival. A sign above its entrance reading, "Enter. If you dare." Without hesitation, Sam pushed aside the heavy canvas flap and stepped inside. The moment he crossed the threshold, the music outside cut off abruptly, leaving him in an eerie silence. The inside of the tent was dimly lit with only a few flickering candles casting long, wavering shadows across the room. In the center of the tent stood a circle of mirrors, each one reflecting a different version of Sam. As he moved closer, Sam realized that the reflections were not simply showing his current self. They were showing what he could have been, what he might have become if he had made different choices in life. One mirror showed him as a successful businessman, dressed in a sharp suit with a confident smile. Another showed him as a renowned artist, his hands stained with paint and his eyes alight with passion. But there were darker reflections, too. Versions of himself twisted by anger, consumed by greed, or hollowed out by despair. Sam's heart raced as he turned from one mirror to the next, the images more vivid and real with each passing moment. Suddenly, the reflections began to move on their own, stepping out of the mirrors and surrounding him. They closed in, their eyes gleaming with an unnatural light, their faces twisted into cruel smiles. Panicking, Sam backed away, only to find that the tent walls had vanished, leaving him trapped in a maze of mirrors and endless reflections. Everywhere he looked, his own face stared back at him, each expression more sinister than the last. The carnival workers appeared around him, their gaunt faces illuminated by the flickering candles, their smiles now predatory. One of the workers said, his voice low and cold.
Choose one of the reflections to replace you in the real world.
Sam's mind raced as he tried to make sense of what was happening. Was this some kind of twisted game? But the worker's eyes bore into him, and he knew he had no choice. His gaze flickered from one reflection to another, searching for the one that seemed the most normal, the least dangerous. Finally, he spotted it. A version of himself that looked just like him. No obvious distortions or twisted expressions. It was the closest thing to normal he could find. Taking a deep breath, Sam stepped toward the reflection, his hand outstretched. But as soon as his fingers brushed against the mirror's surface, the reflection's face twisted into a grotesque grin. The grin widened, stretching unnaturally across its face as it reached out and grabbed Sam's wrist, pulling him into the mirror with a force that knocked the wind out of him. The world around him spun and warped, colors bleeding together into a nightmarish blur. When the spinning stopped, Sam found himself in a twisted version of the carnival, where everything was wrong. The lights were dark and flickering. The rides creaked and groaned like the dying, and the workers' faces were now hideous, distorted masks of their former selves. The air was thick with the stench of decay, and the sounds of laughter had turned into wails of despair. Sam pounded on the mirror's surface, trying to break free, but it was like striking solid stone. On the other side, his reflection, now no longer just a reflection, stepped out into the real world, stretching and flexing its limbs as if it had just woken from a long sleep. Its grin now a full, mocking sneer, before it walked away, leaving Sam trapped in the nightmarish carnival. The next morning, the villagers awoke to find the carnival gone, leaving behind it no trace except for the eerie silence that lingered in the air. Sam's parents soon noticed that their son wasn't quite the same. He seemed colder, more distant, with a strange glint in his eye that they couldn't quite place. But by then, it was too late to do anything about it. The real Sam was lost forever in the cursed carnival, trapped in a twisted world where reality and nightmare were one and the same. And as the cursed carnival moved on to its next destination, it carried with it the echoes of the souls it had claimed, leaving only darkness and despair in its wake.
The preceding podcast is solely owned by its host or hosts and is distributed by Big Media LLC. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.